evacuees have returned home to celebrate Galungan. The 10-day Hindu festival celebrates the victory of good over evil and is one of the most sacred periods in the Balinese calendar. Hundreds of Bali residents are thought to have returned home to mark the start of the festival, despite the looming threat of a Mount Agung eruption. May Dwi, a local of the Bazakya village, told Atara News, prayers are being held at the family temple, the village temple, and other various temples. Some people have returned home and stay in each other's homes, but there are still many in the refugee camps because their neighborhoods are still in disaster-prone spots. Officials lowered the Bali volcano's alert from level 4 to level 3 on Sunday, but there is still a 7.5-kilometer exclusion zone surrounding its crater. Six villages and Pura Bazakya, the largest and holiest temple in Bali, lie within the danger zone, but many residents ventured back to make festival preparations. "I am really confused because I do not have money to prepare for the holidays," local Newman went and said ahead of the festivities. "For Galungan, you should buy materials, ranging from ceremonial and ritual items to food." Some 250 locals hiked up the side of Mount Agung on Thursday to take part in prayer ceremonies. Sutopo Purwonugroho, spokesperson for the BNPB, posted a photo to Twitter that shows crowds of Bali residents defying the volcano alert on the second day of Galungan.